interceptions have been really, you know, plays down the field, way down the field that you're trying to hit something. What have you learned from kind of watching those on tape and, you know, just the decision process of making those throws?
Yeah, you know, they're all kind of a different story. You know, sometimes they're poor decisions, sometimes they just miss the throw. But I think the biggest thing is you just got to be precise. You know, small misses in this league lead to turnovers, and, you know, those things happen.
The cleats that the guys are wearing today, was that inspired by you, and is it for a specific charity?
Actually, Chris Maragos came up with the idea, you know, and then a bunch of us kind of talked about the best way to kind of share that message, and we came up with what verse that we thought really illustrated the gospel in a great way, and then we're all going to, the plan is, we haven't talked exactly about specifics, but to auction them off and give the money to charity afterwards.
Any specific one?
Haven't thought that far. I know some of those guys probably have some already, but that's definitely the plan.
I know you want to stay aggressive. How do you kind of balance, you know, wanting to get the ball down the field and not making those kind of mistakes?
Yeah, you know, that's the nature of this game, nature of this league. You know, there's going to be mistakes. Things are going to happen. Sometimes it's you're forcing them downfield. Sometimes you got to make those throws. But that's part of our offense. You know, our offense is to take what they give you. There's times to take those shots. And, you know, I know those interceptions, when those things happen, they're not going to scare me away, you know, so to speak. You know, those things happen. You just got to be precise with the football.
Tell me about what it was like. You're 10 or 11 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Julius Peppers has a hold of your face mask. There's another guy around you. Tell me, walk me through all that. That was an amazing escape.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of sometimes it costs me, you know, at times, but I just kind of have this never say die attitude. And, you know, I'm as a competitor, I'm always fighting, always, you know, scrapping for whatever I can. And that's just kind of the way that play unfolded. I still came up short of the first down, but we got the face mask call.
Now, the other scramble, you actually juked out Demarius Randall. I hadn't seen you do that before.
Yeah, it kind of took me back to college a little bit. It's been a while since I had a couple runs downfield. Finally got in the end zone there on that one, too. So kind of felt good. But at the same time, you know, I'm still want to be a passer first in this league, especially. But, you know, it's always good to make plays and extend plays when it's there.
We're 11 games into the season. How do you feel physically and mentally?
You know, physically and mentally, I feel great. You know, I feel I'm at a good spot. I'm very thankful to be healthy, for sure. And then mentally, I feel confident with where I'm at. You know, as a team, obviously, you know, the record and the performances individually, it's never perfect. But I feel like I'm getting better mentally. Things are slowing down. I'm playing a lot more confidently. So, you know, obviously, as a record-wise, you know, we'd like to be better. But I feel like we're on the right track.
Graham just said in the locker room that he thought that he played tight in that last game, was feeling some of the pressure, and maybe some of the team did. You need to get back to having fun playing loose and stuff. Did you feel that at all, and how do you get back to that if that's the case?
You know, I didn't personally feel that. You know, I always treat every game like it's just a blessing, and I'm out there having fun. You know, I'm kind of a little kid when it comes to that. It's just a game I've played since I was a kid, but you could maybe make the argument that some guys maybe were playing tight. You know, I think every guy is different in that regard. But I think the biggest thing is just to keep emphasizing it. You know, have some fun. Don't let the pressure and the expectations around you impact how you're approaching the game. You know, always just approach it with a happy attitude. You're enjoying it. Like I said, we're grown men playing this game that we've played since we were kids. You know, how cool is that?
We've got a lot of rookies on offense, especially. Really, at all, linemen, running back, receivers. What's your role in kind of keeping that group together and making sure that everybody kind of stays on track?
Yeah, I think we all have a role, all have a hand in it. You know, obviously, when things are going poorly, whatever, you know, in the huddle, all eyes are on me. But, you know, we have some really good leaders, you know, from Jason Kelce, Brent Celek, Darren Sproles, Jason Peters. You know, they've been around. You know, they get it. They do a great job. And, you know, I try and follow lead a little bit, try and take the lead at times. And I think that's one thing we don't lack is leadership on both sides of the ball.
You think you've made
one of the other questions. Quarterback, obviously, is a focal point. Do you ever feel at times like you're really under a microscope? Do you ever feel that?
You're talking on the field or off the field?
Well, on the field, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely feel that, without a doubt. But at the same time, you don't let the circumstances, you don't let those expectations and the so-called pressure, you know, for me anyway, I don't let it, you know, impact the way I approach the game and the fact that I just go out and enjoy it. And, you know, some days they're going to go well, some days aren't. But that's the nature of this game.
It sounds like by your response, like you feel the microscope off the field.
I mean, it definitely happens. You know, we're always, you know, in this business, you know, you're definitely in the spotlight and things happen. So that's just the nature of this business for sure.
Where do you think you've taken the biggest strides this season, Carson, when you look at your game?
I think it's just a lot of it's probably things you don't see, you know, just mentally grasping, you know, the concepts and progressions and different things like that. Protection-wise, I feel very confident with. I think it's really just the mental side of things and just playing faster and faster each week.
What about getting off safety? You know, Pete Carroll was very complimentary of how you did that against Seattle. Is that something you feel you had?
Yeah, I think that comes, like I said, with just understanding the mental side of things, you know, understanding how defenses play you, understanding where your guys are at as well. Some of it happens naturally with just progressions and stuff, but a lot of it is just playing more confident within the offense.
I know you're wrapped up in your own world, but have you paid attention to what happened with Jared Goff in L.A.? Recently started playing.
And yep. I know he's playing. I don't know exactly how well he's done. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. The week he was getting his first start, so I wished him well. And again, I haven't paid too much attention.
Did you ever stand back for a second and think, you know, there was a possibility where you're going to play this year, and then there's a possibility of something to talk to maybe later in the year. At this point, you might have been playing at this point. Have you thought about the benefit of, you know, it's not playing versus now playing?
For sure. You know, I know for sure I wouldn't trade what's happened for the world. You know, I'm very excited that I got that opportunity from game one. And, you know, I always believe there's a plan in place. And obviously before the season, we wouldn't know when would be my time. But I knew it was just a matter of time. And looking back, I'm really excited and happy I got these opportunities. And it's just going to help me the rest of the season and definitely in the long run.
Most college players, their season's ending around this time.
Yeah, I think, I mean, hard to speak for some of the other rookies, but I know what I've experienced for the last 5 years of college is long seasons, you know, playing into January. I think that'll benefit me here coming up. But, you know, just handling it, you kind of just get used to it, you know, especially when we were fortunate enough to play in 5 championships. It just kind of became the norm, so to speak. So it's still football. You know, you just go about it the same way, approach every week the same, and keep business.
Carson, Doug said he felt like the team is moving in the right direction despite the recent struggles. Do you feel the same way, and why?
Yeah. You know, I think one thing I can say about the guys in that locker room is we don't lose confidence. We don't lose energy or effort. Mistakes happen, you know, physical mistakes happen, you know, sometimes you get beat, you know, and those things happen, and it's unfortunate the way some of these things have unfolded, but overall, you know, I can tell that, you know, I think we are heading in the right direction.
With the other night, there were so few possessions, but could you guys, looking back, have done anything to put more points on the board against that defense?
Without a doubt. You know, obviously we could have been better. We could have been sharper on third downs. Could have, obviously, the turnover in the second half on the first drive didn't help the cause. There's definitely things there that we could have taken advantage of. But like I said, after the game, it was just kind of an interesting game with the flow of the game, hard to get in a rhythm. But without a doubt, we could have been better.
Thanks,
everybody.